Today we begin lesson 135 in Parshas Toldos, Perek Chafav, chapter 26, Psukim Yud Beis to Yud Zayin, 12 to 17. In the Simonim Tanakh, we are on page 39.
Vayisra Yitzchak bo'oretz ahi vayimtso, bashano ahi me'osh sho'arim vayivorcheihu Adonai. Vayigdal ha'ish vayelech aloch ve'godel ad ki godal me'od. Vayilo miknei tzonu miknei vokor vavuda rabo vayikanu oso pilishtim. Ve'chol ha'beiros asher chofru avdei aviv bimei Avraham aviv sitemum pilishtim vayimalum ofor. Vayomer avi melech el Yitzchak lech me'imonu ki otzamto mimenu me'od. Vayelech misham Yitzchak vayichan benachal geror vayeshev sham.
Let's look in the psukim inside, Pasuk Yud Beis. Now that Yitzchak is allowed to stay in the land of Geror, vayizra Yitzchak, and Yitzchak planted. And now the Torah is going to emphasize that no matter how bad the conditions were, Hashem blessed him. He planted Bo'aretz Ahi in this land. What do you mean, this land? This land of the Plishtim was not as blessed as the rest of Eretz Canaan. The Eretz Canaan that had the seven Canaanite nations is the more primary part of Eretz Yisrael, and it's more blessed by Hashem, as opposed to Geror, which is more Philistine territory and not the primary part of Israel, is not as blessed. So number one, the land wasn't as blessed. Vayimtza, and it was found, bashonohahi, in this year meaning to say a year of famine, so you have double negative, the land isn't good and the conditions weren't good, and still, what did he find? Meya 100 she'arim. She'arim means the normal yearly yield. He had 100 times the normal yield. Why did Yitzchak need to know how much was the yield? Why was he counting the yield? Because obviously Yitzchak has to give miser, must tithe his produce. So therefore he had to know how much he had. 100 times normal anyone else, and even in such difficult circumstances. Vayevorecheu Hashem, and Hashem blessed him. And his wealth continues. Now that he's got all these crops, Yudimel Vayigdal Ha'ish, and the man became great. People were talking and saying, you know, that the manure from Yitzchak's mules is more valuable than the gold and silver of Avimelech. And Vayelech, and he continued, Holoch V'Godel, to grow constantly greater. Ad until Kigodamot, he became very great. He became a very powerful, wealthy man. And what did he do with all the crops he had? He expanded his activities. Yudal Vayehi Lo, and there was to him Mikne Tzon, Mikne, possessions of sheep, Umikne Voker, and possessions of cattle. Va'avuda Rabba, Vavuda means production, activities, Rabba, much, many. He had a lot of production. He diversified into all types of ways of making money. He became a real, like a multimillionaire, very powerful. And obviously, he's a stranger coming in. So, vayikanu oso, and they were jealous of him, pleased him. The pleased him were very jealous of him. So now they're trying to figure a way to get him to leave. Although the king said he can stay here, and of course, Yitzchak is a very important personality. You don't try, you try to diplomatically get him removed. So this is the strategy, Tesvav. V'chol ha-be'eros, and all the wells, asher chavru avdei aviv, that the servants of his father dug years ago, when? Bimei Avram aviv, in the days of Avram his father. These were wells that Yitzchak wanted to make, was using, that his father had. But now, what did the plishtim say? They say, you know, it's a hunger, it's a famine. Enemies may come to our land to take these wells. So for security reasons, sitmum plishtim, sitmum, they stopped them up. The plishtim stopped them up, vayimalum, and filled them up offer with dirt. Obviously, the real reason they did it was so Yitzchak would leave. But they said there's strategic reasons for the security of the country. But Yitzchak continued, even in spite of that. and was still very successful. So obviously the indirect diplomatic approach did not work. Tezayin vayomer Avimelech el Yitzchak, and Yitzchak, Avimelech said to Yitzchak, Lech me'imanu, leave from us. Why? Ki, because otzamta mimenu ma'od. Otzamta, you have become much stronger than us, very much. Now Yitzchak could have said, well, you know, Yitzchak was more powerful than anyone else. Yitzchak could have said, no. Yitzchak could have said, you know, go make me. Because he's got servants and wealth and power. But again, Yitzchak shows his internal gvura, self-control. Yudzayin vayelech misham Yitzchak, and Yitzchak went away from there. Vayichan, and he camped benachal Gror, in the valley of Gror, meaning far away from the city. He went outside of the city into a valley that was distant from the city. Vayeshashom, and he lived there. So you see that Yitzchak's second time that he is willing to be mevater, let things go, after Avimelech accused him of doing a terrible thing about not telling about his wife's true status. He didn't respond, and now he doesn't respond either. Question one, Madua hidgish hakosuv ba'aretz u'bashana hahi. Why does the Torah stress that it was that land in that year, even though that land was not as productive as the rest of the land in general of the land of Eretz Canaan? And this year was a year of famine. Still, he was very successful. Two targem vayizra. Vayizra means, and he planted. Three targem mea sha'arim. Mea sha'arim means 100 times the normal yield. Four kamahotzi eretz gor b'yachas l'mashesar Yitzchak b'osher shana. How much did the land yield in relation to what Yitzchak planted? 100 times the normal yield. Five madua tzarech Yitzchak l'das kamahotzi eretz gor. Why does Yitzchak need to know how much the land produced for him so that he would know how much to tithe? Six, kamahu shar. What is a shar? Shomash motziah sada, from what the land produces. A shar is whatever the normal yield is. That's the shar. So then we can figure out how much more than the normal yield. Seven, lama hotziah eretz gor mea pamim kifi mashesar Yitzchak b'osher shana. Why did the land produce 100 times more than the normal yield to what Yitzchak grew? Because Hashem blessed him. The blessings of Hashem that he gave him came true. Eight, ad kama hatzliach Yitzchak eretz gor. How successful was he? He was very, very successful, to the point that people preferred the manure from his animals than the wealth of Avimelech. Nine, be'elish shloshet varim ni Yitzchak asher ma'od beretz Canaan. In what three areas was Yitzchak very wealthy in the land of Canaan? He had many possessions. Well, first of all, the crop was amazing. He had many possessions of sheep, many possessions of cattle, and he had also a diversified production. 10, targem mikne. Mikne means possessions of. 11, targem vavuda rabba. Vavuda rabba means and much production. 12, targem vayekanu, and they were jealous. 13, keitzad hirgishu ha-plishtim achareish Yitzchak yisasher ma'od beretz Gror. How did the plishtim feel after Yitzchak became very wealthy in the land of Gror? They were jealous of him. 14, targem chafru means they dug. 15, me'aso plishtim lubeiru shachafru avdei Avram. What did the plishtim do to the wells that the servants of Avram dug? They plugged them up with dirt. Madua, why? The real reason was so to get Yitzchak out of there. The diplomatic reason they gave was for security reasons, that they would not be attacked by other countries because of the wells that they had. 16, mosai sitmu aplishtim asaber shachafru avdei Avram. When did the plishtim plug up the wells that the servants of Avram dug up? After Yitzchak was very wealthy and they were jealous of him. 17, targem sit mum, they plugged up, they stopped up. 18, ma'amar Avimelech l'Yitzchak achareish Yitzchak yisasher ma'od beretz Gror. What did Avimelech say to Yitzchak after Yitzchak became very wealthy in the land of Gror? He said, leave us. 19, ketzad hispir Avimelech lama yesh Yitzchak lazov es Gror. How did Avimelech explain to Yitzchak why he should leave? Because you've become more powerful than us. 20, targem otzamta. Otzamta means much stronger. 21, mi omar lemi, who said to hula hasber, and explain ma, what is ki otzamta mimenu ma'od? Avimelech said to Yitzchak that you have become much stronger than all of us. 22, haim Yitzchak ozav es Gror kesh omar l'Avimelech lazov. Did Yitzchak leave Gror when Avimelech told him to leave? Yes. 23, tarchem vayichan. Vayichan means, and he camped. 24. Where did Yitzchak camp at the beginning when he left Eretz Gror? He camped in Nachal Gror, the valley of Gror. 25. Nachal Gror, hine besoch Eretz Gror. Is Nachal Gror inside the land of Gror? It's not in the city of Gror, it is outside of Gror. Let's read the Pesukim one more time from Pasuk Yud Beis. Vayisra Yitzchak ba'aretz ahi vayimtso bashanahi meyasharim vayivarechehu adonai vayigdal ha'ish vayelech haloch vegodel ad ki gadal me'od vayilo miknei tzon umiknei vakor vavuda rabba vayikanu oso pelishtim v'chol habei ros asher chavru avdei aviv b'mei Avraham aviv sitemum pelishtim vayimalum afar. Vayomer Avimelech el Yitzchak lech me'imanu ki atzamto mimenu ma'od. Vayelech misham Yitzchak vayichan benachal gror vayeshev sham. Please spend a few minutes going over today's lesson and have a great week.